Welcome to this special presentation by Father Rocky, Our Lady's Invitation, How Mary Leads Us to Jesus in the Eucharist. This recording is being offered in appreciation to your recent generosity to Relevant Radio. Your financial support allows us to continue reaching souls with the message of Jesus Christ and the fullness of truth found only in the Catholic Church. If you'd like to learn more about Relevant Radio, find prayer and faith resources, hear past shows and interviews, and so much more, please visit RelevantRadio.com or download the free Relevant Radio app in your mobile device's app store. Father Francis Hoffman, Father Rocky, is chairman and CEO of Relevant Radio. Now, Our Lady's Invitation, How Mary Leads Us to Jesus and the Eucharist.
Hi, everyone. This is Father Rocky with a very special audio download just for you, either because you're a member of the St. Joseph Recurring Gift Society or because you made a pledge to Relevant Radio online during our May pledge drive, which has given us a lot of hope. So in the very first place, I want to thank you very much, and I want you to know that I pray for you, if not individually, certainly I pray for all of you every day at Mass and in the Rosary. And the title of this talk is How Our Blessed Mother, that's Mary, Leads Us to the Holy Eucharist, and that's Jesus. And this is part of what's going on in our country right now, which is a Eucharistic revival. We are in the third year. The culmination of the Eucharistic revival this year will be the National Eucharistic Congress in Indianapolis. And I hope to see you there sometime between July 17th and the 21st. Now, if you take a look at the lives of the saints, the great saints, so we could be speaking about Saint Padre Pio, or Saint Mother Teresa of Calcutta, or Saint Maximilian Kolbe, or Saint Faustina, or Saint Thomas More, or Saint John Paul II, or Saint Jose Maria, so many of these great saints. If you look at the lives of the saints, they have this great devotion to Jesus in the most blessed sacrament. That's the Holy Eucharist. But they also have a very robust devotion to our Blessed Mother. And that takes many different forms, which I'll speak about later. They also promote and frequent the sacrament of confession. They take great care for the liturgy, and they have a heart for the poor. So this devotion to Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament is always accompanied by devotion to Our Lady, frequenting the sacrament of confession, which brings us grace, love and care for the liturgy, and a heart for the poor. And the Eucharistic revival that the Church dreams of and hopes for and works towards in this country, to me, it depends on two things, and that is the sacrament of confession and devotion to Our Lady. Now, that might not seem obvious to you. You might think, well, how does confession, how does a devotion to Our Lady have anything to do with the Holy Eucharist? It's like the doorway into that encounter with our Lord Jesus Christ. And I'll explain this as we go along. Saint Jose Maria, the founder of Opus Dei, had an amazing impact on tens of thousands of people during his life. He had an impact on me as well, especially his writings. His most famous book is a little collection of short thoughts or sayings. It's called The Way. In Spanish, it's called El Camino or Camino. And he has this reflection about the Blessed Mother. He writes, "To Jesus we always go, and to him we always return through Mary. To Jesus we always go, and to him we always return through Mary." Why is that? Well, I think it's because Mary's one of us. She's human. You're human. Now, she never sinned by singing the grace of God, but she's human. Jesus, yes, he has human nature, but he's divine. The person is divine. So I always feel that Jesus is a little bit beyond us. And if we do something wrong, I think we tend to run and hide behind the big skirts or dress of our mother, and that's our Blessed Mother. To Jesus, we always go, and to him, we always return through Mary. Why is it? Because Mary's on our side. She's one of us. She's not our judge. Jesus is the judge. She's our advocate. That's like an attorney, defense attorney, pleading our case. She's our guide. She's one of us. In the Hail Holy Queen and the Memorare, we often reflect on her as our life, our sweetness, and our hope. Jesus is God. Jesus ultimately will judge us. Jesus is our friend and is a redeemer. He does share our human nature, but he's way beyond us. Mary, on the other hand, she's one of us. Here in Lincolnshire, Illinois, where we have the headquarters of Relevant Radio, we're just north of the city of Chicago, we have 6 stained glass windows. 5 of them are from the Luminous Mysteries of the Rosary, and the 6th one is of Divine Mercy. I'm sure you can picture in imagination what that looks like. Well, one of the mysteries of the Luminous Mysteries that St. John Paul gave the church back in 2003 is called the Wedding Feast at Cana. It's the 2nd Luminous Mystery. And the stained glass window that we have here, I hope you come see it one day, captures the moment when Mary is saying to the servant, do whatever he tells you. And in this window, she is pointing to Jesus. And the servant who's pouring the water, which is changing into the wine, is very attentive looking at Mary, and Mary is pointing to Jesus. Do you see how Mary leads us to Jesus? Do you see how Mary leads us to the Holy Eucharist? It's the only piece of advice of the Blessed Mother that has been recorded in the Sacred Scripture. It's just 5 words. Do whatever he tells you. And Mary wasn't rolling her eyes like, oh my goodness, he's the boss, do whatever he tells you. No, she was saying that with a great deal of confidence. She's pointing us towards Jesus. Do whatever he tells you. Now, also in that series of the Luminous Mysteries, this is interesting, the 5th Luminous Mystery is the institution of the Holy Eucharist. See how Mary's leading us to Jesus in the Holy Eucharist? St. John Paul II, who had an amazing pontificate, somebody of his stature really crosses the human stage maybe once in 1,000 years, he had a very simple papal seal. It was a cross. And at the foot of the cross, an M for Mary. And at the bottom of the papal insignia, he just had 2 words, totus tuus, which was Latin for I am all yours. And he was speaking about Our Lady. M for Mary at the foot of the cross for Jesus, and I'm all yours. And St. John Paul was an extraordinary person. He was courageous. He was brilliant. He was holy. He gave himself completely to his ministry. And towards the end of his life, you could say in the sunset of his career, the final 2 years of his pontificate were dedicated to the rosary. That was 2002, 2003. And then the Holy Eucharist, which was 2004, 2005. He died on April 2nd, the year 2005, the Saturday evening before the Feast of Divine Mercy. How fitting, because he instituted that feast day for the church. In 2002, on October 16th, he released a letter called Rosarium Virginis Mariae. That's Latin for the Rosary of the Blessed Virgin Mary. October 16th was the anniversary of his election. And in that apostolic letter, he gave to the church the Luminous Mysteries, a new set of mysteries. You've heard of the Joyful Mysteries, the Sorrowful Mysteries, the Glorious Mysteries. St. John Paul the Great gave us a whole new set of mysteries, the Luminous Mysteries. And I remember people saying, can he do that? Is that like adding a new sacrament? No, it's not like adding a new sacrament. And it's not like adding a 4th person to the Holy Trinity. Yes, he can do that, and he did it. And long from now, maybe 1,000 years from now, when people reflect on the pontificate of John Paul II, that may very well be his legacy, the Luminous Mysteries of the Rosary, which culminates with the institution of the Holy Eucharist. Then a year later, in the last year of his life, he proclaimed a year of the Eucharist, and he gave us another fine letter called Mane Nobiscum Domine, which is Latin for stay with us, O Lord. Those were the words that the apostles and disciples said to Jesus when they met him on the way to Emmaus, and they went into an inn, and he broke bread, and he told them all about things in the gospel related to him, and their hearts were on fire, and they said, stay with us, O Lord. As soon as you start praying the rosary, as soon as you start praying the Angelus every day, as soon as you start wearing the scapular of Our Lady of Mount Carmel, you will notice an increased hunger for the Eucharist. And it's up to you sort of to discover that yourself. You cannot have true devotion to the Blessed Mother without at the same time simultaneously having a greater hunger for the Holy Eucharist. It may not seem apparent. It may not seem obvious because you might think, well, what does the rosary have to do with the Holy Eucharist? Well, you'll see. And that's why I encourage people to keep a rosary in your pocket and you'll keep Christ in your heart. Well, that's what I wanted to tell you today, just some simple ideas. Pray the rosary, pray the Angelus, wear the scapular, and the Blessed Mother will increase in your heart a hunger for Jesus and the Holy Eucharist. And if you keep a rosary in your pocket, I know you keep Christ in your heart. Let's all prepare for the National Eucharistic Congress in Indianapolis. You can do that every day by joining us for the Family Rosary Across America on Relevant Radio. And may God bless each one of you.
Thanks for listening to Our Lady's Invitation, How Mary Leads Us to Jesus in the Eucharist. To learn more about Relevant Radio, find prayer and faith resources, hear past shows and interviews, and so much more, please visit relevantradio.com or download the free Relevant Radio app in your mobile device's app store.